Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we have a gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding area. This gospel reflection is one that provides us both with a new frame of referencing God in our lives and a new way of understanding what he's calling us to do in our day-to-day. So let's start with the first one. Jesus comes to this man who had died, this man who is so important to his mother, because in those times, a widow, a woman who had lost her husband, would have depended on her sons for livelihood and sustenance. And having lost her only son, this would have meant that this woman would be lost, that she would be in a place that would be challenging to recover from, that she would have a tough time finding the means she had to live. And so Jesus comes and he's moved with pity and he heals the young man. He brings him back to life. And what the scripture says the people experience is that they are seized by fear. The gospel today says fear seized them all and they glorified God. Fear seized them. It was interesting that it wasn't joy. It's interesting that it wasn't excitement. But it was fear that seized them and they glorified God. Why? Why would it be appropriate that these people in this time would be seized by fear? Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me is that they just encountered the power of God. I think too often in our day and age, we don't really understand the power of God in our lives. Oftentimes we get fed this caricature of Jesus, this caricature of God that sounds like a children's book. And now I am a new father and I understand reading children's books to my daughter. And it's good for us to teach people about the goodness, about the love, about the joy that God is and brings to our lives. But if we forget that God is an awesome God, not in the old song, but in the true understanding of that word, that he inspires awe, he causes the hair to stand up on the back of our necks. He causes us to be filled with wonder and, like what this gospel said, with fear. Because a God who is that powerful that he can raise the dead could do anything. And a God who could do anything means that we have no idea how to anticipate or predict what God will do. We know, we believe that it will always be good, but that lack of understanding of what he will do can bring us fear sometimes, and that's good and healthy. That fear of God, as it says in scriptures, is the beginning of wisdom. So these people saw something amazing, and the wisdom that was instilled in them is that they turned to glorify God. The practical part of this reading that Jesus gives to us is that when we understand how powerful, how awe-inspiring, how fear-inducing God is, not because he's cruel and bitter, but because he's powerful and we are his creatures, it means we need to do something about it. And Jesus, not necessarily going out of his way to heal this man, stopped and did it. So brothers and sisters, as we go through our day, as we go through our lives, things will present themselves to us, opportunities for us to be the face of God for someone who is in need. We, understanding the goodness and the power that instills us with the fear of God that leads to wisdom, are called to step out in boldness and courage and show people the true face of God. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. Again, to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.